Hi, it's Julie Potiker for the Balanced Mind Meditation Center.
Okay, let's begin our meditation. Let's find our comfortable seat. You can either close your eyes or a gentle downward gaze, whichever makes you feel more comfortable. And then start by taking three delicious, nourishing breaths, longer on your exhale. One more. Letting it out with a sigh. Really relaxing. Feeling your bones and your muscles relax. Feeling your sit bones. Releasing your jaws and softening your eyes. I'm taking a moment to listen to the sounds in your environment and the sounds in my environment. Resting your awareness on the closest thing that you can hear and the farthest thing away that you can hear. Now, if your eyes are closed, shifting your awareness to what light appears on the inside of your eyelids. And if you're in a gentle downward gaze, just notice where you see light or what you see for a couple moments of gentle noticing. It's interesting because your ears are still open, you know, but it's just a subtle shift. Almost like one awareness is more front burner and the other is more back burner. The light that you can see. Now shifting your awareness to what it tastes like in your mouth. Kind of moving your tongue around. Moving your tongue on your teeth. And then really relaxing your mouth. Imagining a slight smile to the outside corners of your lips. And then dropping that smile down into your throat, your neck. Releasing and relaxing. Allowing all the noise into your awareness, kind of in the background. As you drop that smile down into your heart center in your chest. And take a few moments there to feel any heartbeat or vibrating. And notice the quality of your heart today. I allowing your abs to relax and really feeling grounded in your sit bones now as your hips relax into what supports you. Letting the legs go and softening your hands. You may want to place a hand or hands where you find it soothing. It could be your heart, your cheeks, your belly, hugging your arms, but just as a reminder that you're giving yourself this amazing gift right now, right here with all of us together. This gift of love and compassion for yourselves and for each other. Now, I'd like us to use our imaginations to create the environment where you feel safe and love and joy. It could be from a vacation that you've taken, or it could be completely magical. But you're creating an environment and putting yourself in it, whether your favorite chair is on the beach or in a forest, or you're in a library from the movie Beauty and the Beast. But you're there, you're creating this interior space and safely tucking yourself into it. Now that you're there, notice as much as you can about the environment, what it looks like, what it sounds like. If there's any aromas there, how the air feels, whether it's day or night, whether there's any breeze or torrential rain, and yet you're in a cabin with the roaring fire. Whatever it is, really imagine. No holds barred here. Now that you're sitting here, if you want something to do other than just feel completely awesome, taking in the good, which is enough. But if you'd like something else to do, imagine the word that you'd like to take in for yourself right now, a quality. It could be love or peace or ease or courage or strength or healing or hope. But whatever that word is, that would be a gift from you to you. Please take that in on your in-breath. Now choosing a recipient or recipients for your gift, for your out-breath. Remembering you're taking in for you, one for me, one for you. You're giving out for others. And take it as far as you want to go. You know, we've been doing this for months and we can cover the whole planet. Or you can send a specific being your gift of a word, of a feeling, of an energy, of a love, of a light. Breathing in for you and out for the other. If your mind has wandered, gently bringing it back to the prompts of in for you, out for the other. Now I'd like you to let the words go and stay in your meditation, in your magical place. And really soak up, enrich, absorb how you feel being in this place that you created. And if there's any lingering thing that you'd like to release that's not serving you right now because you're in this incredible place, I invite you to exhale it out. If you have any lingering frustration or sadness or disappointment, exhale it out. And now just resting in your magical place, seeing what thoughts, feelings, and emotions arise, and allowing them to blow through like clouds on the big sky of your mind. Today is the second yard site of Ron and Renee's mom, and also it would be her 97th birthday. She passed when she was 95. And I'm going to read her favorite poem that Renee sent in her honor and in her memory. And I find it incredible that this was her favorite poem, because it's really all about resilience. And although she had cognitive decline at the end, she never lost the memory of all of the stanzas of this powerful and short poem. And it's really an empowerment poem. So take in these words. The poem is called Invictus. You can keep your eyes closed to take it in. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever God may be for my unconquerable soul, my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud under the bludgeoning of chance. My head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears, looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. By William Ernest Henley. William Ernest Henley. And now, when you're ready, gently opening your eyes and coming back to this space and to each other. I noticed, because I read that poem to my husband, who said it was so dark, and I said it was so empowering. He said, "Where's the joy in that?" And, you know, maybe the joy in that poem is in the empowerment and the resilience.
Thank you for listening. It's Julie Potiker from the Balanced Mind Meditation Center.